A police carriage carrying Chief Kurtz and Deputy Chief Savage arrived, and a stretcher covered by a blanket was rushed inside, accompanied by Professor Haywood and his student assistant. Haywood taught surgical practice and had developed a keen interest in autopsy. Over Barnacote's objections, the police occasionally asked the professor to the dead house for an opinion, for instance when they found an infant walled up in a cellar or a man hanging in a closet. Holmes noted with interest that Chief Kurtz posted two state constables at the door. Who would care to intrude at the medical college at this evening hour? Kurtz rolled up the blanket only to the body's knees. This was enough. Holmes had to stop himself from gasping at the sight of the man's bare feet, if that word could still be applied. The feet, only the feet, had been torched by fire after a smart dousing with what smelled of kerosene. Charred to a crisp, Holmes thought, horrified. The two remaining blobs were protruding awkwardly from the ankles, displaced from the joints. The skin, hardly recognizable as such, was bloated, cracked open by the fire. Pink tissue was pushing out. Professor Haywood bent down for a better view. Though he'd cut open hundreds of corpses, Dr. Holmes did not possess the iron stomach of his medical colleagues for such procedures, and had to back away from the examination table. As a professor, Holmes had more than once left his classroom when a live rabbit was to be chloroformed, beseeching his demonstrator not to let it squeak. Holmes's head began to spin, and it seemed to him that there was suddenly very little air in the room, and with the paltry amount present encased in ether and chloroform. He did not know how long the inquest could last, but he was quite certain he would not remain long without dropping to the floor. Haywood uncovered the rest of the body, introducing the dead man's pains.